FM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Vocal warm ups. Vocal warm ups, everyone, very important. Listen to something. La 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 la. Buttock. Buttock. Buttock.
I think we're done. I think we're good to go.
Good. Right. So it's always important to do vocal warm ups, isn't it, Dave?
It is, yeah.
Very much remember that. And that's why the podcast sounds so good.
Yeah.
In my mind.
We sometimes forget before the show, don't we? And you can tell straight
you,
away.
You really can, yeah. And it's. I find the podcast sounds better, though, when someone bothers to put it online for people to listen to. It all sounds better then, doesn't it?
Yes.
Unlike last week. So if you're listening to this after the farrago of last week's podcast, it's worth pointing out that hopefully this one's going to go up on time. And I won't get loads of people tweeting me every weekend, where's the podcast, you massive idiot? Like, it's my fault, when it's clearly down to Charles.
Yeah.
Who's standing
it
here.
It could well be my fault this time, but if you're listening on Friday, then I've done my job properly.
There you go. Yeah. So, in many ways, Charles is our intern, our new intern. In many ways, you are being judged, Charles, on whether or not people are listening to this. So, you know, just think on.
Right.
How long have you been with us now, Charles?
A week.
What have you learned?
You can't handle your drink.
Yeah. That's a fair point. Yeah. Well made, yeah. There was an incident at the Frank... Oh, we didn't see Frank Turner.
You know, thank you for taking me to Frank Turner.
Thanks, John, for letting me come to Frank Turner in the VIP suite. No, you can't handle your drink, John.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so what's in the podcast, Charles?
We've got talk of George Michael's back door.
Yes, well, it got flooded, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Simon obviously couldn't go to Frank. Thank you for not going to him.
Yeah, Simon, decided to assert his manhood in a manner of speaking, doesn't he, in this podcast, with a phone call we made him make to his fiancée, which we then recorded, yes?
We've got the shouty, sweary, sweaty man that is Nick Helm.
Who was none of those things when he came in. He was delightful and quiet, yeah.
We've got the Satanist in to talk a bit about love.
Well, that's Valentine's week, wasn't it?
Reasonable. And of course, Shia LaBeouf, with his Lonely Hearts column. He's a very lonely man and not famous anymore.
That's right, a bag on his head. Well, that sounds like a fun listen, doesn't it? Should we all settle back and have a quick listen? No, apparently no one wants to. But
no, sorry, no, I didn't realise you were waiting for that. Yes, I'm ready. Looking forward to it.
Really?
Yes.
Let's do it.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
22 minutes past six. Then, and as you would expect, that means it's time to bring you this morning's showbiz toss-up. As ever, the stories that delight the likes of Capital and Heart, and will form the basis of most of the things that they say out loud this morning, I imagine, for the whole time. We, however, just relegate it to. This time in the morning when no one's really listening, get it out of the way. It's the news that's not really news, the showbiz toss-up, if you will, and Lindsay has sullied herself once again by going elbow deep into it. What have you, Lindsay? What have you this morning?
Wow.
Oh, I'll put your microphone on, that would help, wouldn't it?
That would help.
Yes, good. Good.
Well, One Direction member Louis Tomlinson has rushed to his mum's side as she gives birth to twins.
Right, first of all, we have to bow to Dave's knowledge. What's a Louis Tomlinson then? Is that...
He's a One Direction...
He's a One Direction...
...band member, I believe.
Is he one of the ones... I mean, I've heard of the Harry one.
Harry, there's Harry.
Yes.
There's one called... I don't know why I know this.
I do.
I believe there's one called Zane.
Right.
I don't know any others. I think Louis Tomlinson, if I'm right, is the one who actually plays football for a football club as well, in the reserve team. I think it's Doncaster.
Right, that's too much knowledge about One Direction for any human man, Dave.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to go and work at Heart or Capital?
It's hard to get away from at times, you know. They're everywhere. I don't choose to follow, you know, it's not like I follow them on Twitter or, you know, skip to the bizarre pages of the Sun to find out what they're up to. I just somehow seem to know about
them. You've absorbed it by osmosis.
Yeah, I think you've done very well to avoid it because it's everywhere.
I don't know what they are. I didn't know. I mean, how old is One Direction? Is he like, because if his mum's just given birth and he's in One Direction, what is he, 12? That's a gap. How old is he?
22.
Oh, right, so that's quite a gap, isn't it?
Yeah, there is
22,
a gap,
and then his little brother and sister. Aww.
Yeah, I think he was born on the 24th of December, actually, 1991.
How do you know that? God!
It's everywhere, John. You can't help it.
Louis Tomlinson's birthday is not written everywhere, is it? You've got to have that knowledge. You've got the forbidden knowledge, Dave. The forbidden knowledge. That's what you've got.
He initially wants a career in acting.
Oh, stop it now! How's his mum doing, Lindsay?
She's well, yeah.
Yeah? Believe. And what's she had then?
She's had twins that are named Ernest and Doris.
Ernest and Doris?
Yep.
That's old school, isn't it? Because I was expecting you to say something like the modern way, like, you know, Flapdoodle and, I don't know, Muesli or something. That's what they...
Muesli?
Well, I don't know. They all call their kids something stupid, don't they, these days? The people that there are, the celebrities.
Yeah.
Apple, there's one called Apple, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the Moon Unit, that's another one, I think. And Peaches... Kalashnikov Geldof, because that's one as well, I think.
Yeah.
So I assumed just that's what the pop people did. I thought that's what... But Ernest and Dory, I mean, you know, remember my uncle that died, Dave, back in the end of the summer there? Do you remember that? He was Uncle Ernest.
Oh, was he?
He was an Uncle Ernest. Oh. He was 92.
Yeah.
His name was cool, you know, back in about 1920.
It's come back around, hasn't it?
Doris was my nana.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Ernest, I imagine Ernest and Doris have already been signed up by Cal's meat machine, though, haven't they? So I bet the money for the Christmas number one is probably already on Ernest and Doris, the tiny, toddling twin duo. Probably the new Ant and Dec or something.
What else have you got?
The country manor of pop star George Michael is at risk of flooding.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, so now it's hit a celebrity's house. It's proper news.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, do read us the rest of that. What's there?
Well, flood water can be seen surrounding the detached property, lapping against his front door.
Makes a change for something door. Lapping against his back door, Lindsay, doesn't it? Hey, Dave.
Yeah, we'll get it, John.
Yeah. Carry on.
Carry on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be careful. It's a minefield in here this morning, Lindsay.
Apparently it's yet to flow over the water.
Wow.
Lindsay, what did I just say?
You know what he wants to do, don't you? Because if you should forget sandbags, what you should do is just get out of his mind on drugs and then just drive Range Rovers into his walls to shore them up. That's what he does, isn't it? That's what he does. Play this for him as well, I think. Yeah. Why do you only call me when you're high?
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So earlier, if you were listening, about an hour ago, you'll have heard us give away two tickets to see Frank Turner playing the biggest gig Frank Turner has possibly played. It's in the O2 Arena tomorrow night in London. And we're going as a sort of breakfast team night out.
Yeah.
Despite the restraining order Frank has on me. But, you know, what happened last time?
I think the venue's now big enough that you're still far enough away from him.
That's all right. That I can, be allowed in the same building. It's breakfast. We're going to treat it as a bit of a treat to ourselves, actually. We're going to make a bit of an afternoon of it, aren't we? We're going to go down bounce ping pong.
Yeah.
Are we?
We are.
Yeah, that's the table tennis playing bar.
Which Matt, by the way, is overly confident about. He reckons he's the best table tennis player in the world.
Matt Dyson may be off. He's moving house. This is why he's off at the moment. And he thinks he's a very good table tennis player. So he is quite confident about this, yeah. So we're going to... Let's just get him, you know, mashed up on lagers and then throw him in there to see what he does. So that's our afternoon. That's going to be pleasant, isn't it? Just a bit of table tennis and drink. You know, what more perfect combination could you possibly have? And then off to the O2. Obviously, we're walking because there'll be a tube strike. And all going, all of us, myself, producer Dave there, Matt, of course, producer Simon. We're all going down to go into the O2 to watch Frank Turner. It's sort of a little night out, aren't we? A little treat for us.
Well,
aren't we? Aren't we, Simon?
Aren't we, Simon? Well, No, I'm going to have to give up my ticket.
Yeah, so we've just been hearing, yeah. That's why I brought it up, really, if I'm honest. Turns out Simon's just dumped on us from a height in the fact that he's letting the team down and can't go. Mm. But he's got a good reason, though, Dave, hasn't he? He's got a reason that he can't go.
Well, it's a reason.
It's a reason.
Yeah. What's the reason, Simon?
Well, I brought it up. I thought, you know, Frank Turner, you know, we've been before. We went when he was at the Forum.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of us.
Yeah.
And I said this to my fiancée.
Yeah.
Going to see Frank Turner at the O2
with
the team.
And she said, no, you're not.
Oh, really? Say like that. And it's, no, you're not.
And I said, yeah, you know, Wednesday, I'm going with the... No, you're not. I was like, why? She's like, well, we're picking the keys up for the house. We've just bought a house.
Yeah.
And apparently I can't go to see Frank at the O2 because...
You've got to pick up some keys.
We've got to pick up the keys to our new home where we're starting.
Are they really heavy keys and it requires two of you to pick them up? Is that the,
well,
is that
what
the issue?
John, we're starting our life together, I've been told. And apparently that's happening on Wednesday.
Can't you start your life together on Thursday?
Yeah.
I tried pointing this out. No, apparently, you know, we've just bought a house together. It's a big deal. I need to be there when we pick
up. You know, Matt
keys.
Dyson is off because he's also buying a house, but yet he's still being allowed to come to see Frank Turner, isn't he?
Yeah. I guess he's given his wife a kid, so he's in a
If you
better,
get your
place.
Finger out, if you pardon the expression, you could perhaps knock her up between now and tomorrow night, and then she'll be happy, and then... just a suggestion.
I think it's a great suggestion.
You know, and if you can get her pregnant...
Small price to pay.
If you can get her pregnant tonight, then she might let you off, and you can come see Frank Turner, and then start your life together maybe when you get home after Frank Turner.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, plenty of time to start our life together. But
you've got the rest of your life to start your life together.
Has to start on Wednesday, so I can't...
What time does your life together start on Wednesday?
Well, I'm hoping...
Are you going to get to come to bounce ping pong?
I'm hoping I can make it... I hope we can delay our life starting together till about maybe 7:30. And then I can come to ping pong.
Good.
Bit of whiff waff.
Yeah.
Yes. So
okay.
We'll see.
But well, here's the thing. What we thought we'd like you to do, because we need to know, as part of the team, we need to know that you're trying your hardest to get out of your life together.
Because I'm not convinced that you have yet.
Is my word not good enough?
No.
No. So what we're gonna ask you to do after the show today, we're gonna get you to call Lou, right? but we're gonna record the phone call. We want to hear you trying your desperate hardest. Your last offer to get her pregnant as well. You can do that if you want.
You don't
to
want proof
in.
Of that.
Yeah, we want pictorial evidence of that. and we'd like her to wee on a stick and see what colour it goes by tomorrow.
So hang on, I've got a phone... My fiancé.
Yes, after the show today.
Who's already told me quite categorically...
can't go.
...that I can't go.
Yeah.
And try and convince her to let me go.
Yes, and we'll record the phone call and then we'll play it out tomorrow.
Right, I can tell you how this...
I've got confidence you can turn this around.
You reckon I can?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. You're quite persuasive in meetings, Simon.
Yeah.
You know, stick to your guns.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. Well, we play that out, what, the same time tomorrow?
Absolutely.
We'll do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good, all right. But we're a little bit disappointed in you, Simon, because...
I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, after all, as Frank said...
Family used to be brothers.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then, XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and we welcome... hot guest action this morning, I think it's fair to say. We welcome celebrity Leeds United supporter and noted bass player Simon Ricks.
Hello.
And we also welcome the winner of the Shockwaves Enemy Award for Best Dressed Person 2006.
That was a good year.
And for me, it was the definitive... definitive rock star in the smash hit film St. Trinian's 2, The Legend of Fritton's Gold.
really picking out my highlights here.
Ricky Wilson, welcome.
Yeah, best dressed. It's the award everyone wants.
It is, yeah.
Not everyone gets.
No, just you.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you both? Are you good?
We're very well. Are you all right, Si?
Very good, yes.
You look great.
Yeah. Oh, you two guys. Before we talk about we're going to play the single, obviously.
Obviously.
Depending on how this interview goes. Think of it as your reward.
We're not here for fun.
Oh, God, no. Don't be ridiculous.
I'm promoting myself.
But speaking of promoting yourself, let's talk a little bit about The Voice, first of all, because you are quoted as saying, of course, that you...
Simon answers these questions
okay.
better than I do.
Simon, he went on The Voice. What do you think of that?
I think it was... he's doing well, I think.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I've never watched it. I'd apologise, but that's just the way it goes.
I'd never watched it until Ricky was on it.
Yeah.
And then I wondered why I'd not watched it before.
So, you know.
Good. Because I wasn't on it, Si.
Yeah, that's why. Is it true, though? Is it gonna work? Because I think you're quoted as saying that this is to get the new... You wanted to get the new record. No, just what better platform to do it on a hugely watched television programme? Is that...
Me and Simon have got a new interview policy.
Go on.
Which is telling the truth.
Yeah.
And it can get you into trouble.
Go on.
But the truth is... When we were asked to do it, we all sat down as a band and we decided not to.
Yeah.
Because we thought it wasn't the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we slept on it for a few nights. And then we thought, do you know what? Everyone's got a TV in their front room.
Yeah.
No, everyone's got a record player. So it kind of became stupid not to, because we're so proud of the record we've made. We thought, we've got to give it the best chance possible. So that's why TV happened. And also, I didn't think people would believe it if I was going, I'm doing it because I want to give back some of past 10 years to a new generation. The children are our future. And I've got a record coming out, 31st of March.
You're right, it's a good job you added that on, because we would have gone, lying git.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
People are more savvy than that, they know why.
They do. Well, the Mannix came in, and we'd just done The X Factor in Australia.
Really?
And it's sort of the same question. They said, well, because it's the most watched show in Australia, and that's getting us single out. Fair question.
Do you know what? If someone had come to us and said, do you want to perform on the show as a band playing the new single, we'd have gone, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So if someone says, do you want to be on it every week for 12 weeks? And we're going, no.
Was it, Simon, a democratic process then? Was it put to the vote officially?
We're very democratic as a whole. I don't know if it was a...
I'm the most democratic.
I think it was a bit of that.
Was your choice anything to do with Kylie?
A little bit, but she influences all my decisions.
Yeah, mine too.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
We cater for the religious market that other people don't, Lindsay, because we're an equal opportunities employer. That is why on a Thursday we invite the high priest from the Temple of Mephistopheles, that's in Hendon, you'll know that, Vexen Le Crowley, come into the XFM Breakfast Show and give us his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. Now, I expect, like me, you've noticed that St. Valentine's Day is approaching. As you'd expect, it's not often that I mark the day of a Christian saint, but like Christmas Day, the connection to the religious festival is becoming ever more tenuous. In fact, when it comes to the 14th of February, it's now little more than a cracking excuse for a night of hardcore fornicating in the sack. In fact, I remember discussing this very same point this time last year with Susanna, the woman I was then having an affair with. She worked in an Angus steakhouse and was also a Satanist. Over a fresh vial of donkey blood, with which we were smearing our naked torsos in the moonlight, we were discussing what we would do on Valentine's Day itself. We realised all the restaurants in the town would be busy, and she didn't want to go to the Angus steakhouse, as it would have been a bit of a busman's holiday. And I thought, do you know, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that the darkest beast who knows the sinister truth of all our putrid thoughts struggles to find the space to grow and blossom in a place of love and kindness, we were struggling to find somewhere to conduct our affair on one of the hospitality industry's most bustling nights of the year. But just as the great demon infests goodness and throws out the joyous, we must follow his example and ruin all that comes from love. And that is why, just 12 short months ago, Susanna, at my encouragement, burst into a restaurant and, on selecting a perfectly innocent couple on a date, began haranguing the gentleman and claiming to be his illicit lover. She loudly explained to the whole restaurant and the woman, who turned out to be this poor gentleman's wife, that they'd been having an illicit affair for many years, and his failure to break it off with that sour witch of a wife of yours after all these years of promises had been the final straw. Well, blow me down if it didn't turn out that, quite by chance, Susanna had hit what we Satanists call a raw nerve, which is why the woman threw her glass of red wine into her husband's face, shouting, "I bloody knew it," and then shouted some more choice words, which I have to say may well have even made Satan blush. The pair left, their marriage in tatters, handily freeing up a table for Susanna and I. We had a lovely time. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest of Vexen Le Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then. This is XFM Breakfast. Of course it is. I am John Holmes. And joined this morning, we bring you hot guest action, as we like to do, of course. I'm joined by the star of one episode of the TV series Red Cap in 2003. And for me, someone who will always be the definitive customer in the 2004 film Vera Drake. Welcome, Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, I was such a good customer.
I think...
People in drama schools, they show my customer.
This is what you need tool. To aspire to.
I look like a learning tool.
How are you?
Terrific form, really.
Good, good. You're looking on terrific form. You seem up. I'm not suggesting you take any form of drugs.
I'm quite high. It just felt right. I was coming to XFM where everybody's young and cool. I just thought it was important.
Take
to
a look
be
around
high.
This room, they're not, are they?
No, I'm really surprised by how old everybody is. The radio station.
I know. It's this illusion we peddle.
You really sell the idea that it's hip. And it's right, because a lot of people around here have been complaining about their hips. That was a play on words.
It was a good play
Thank
on words.
You.
And it's only a man with your skill. And dedication to the craft, I think, that got us to that point.
Yes, indeed.
Well, that is true, isn't it? You are not just a comedy actor. Most people go, oh, Chris O'Dowd, yeah.
I'm barely a comedy actor.
Off of things. But, of course, you write as well. So Moonboy, for instance.
Yes, Moonboy, which is starting on the 17th of February, Monday nights at 9 on Sky One.
And
is
now
terrific
you're cheating
show.
Here, because technically you're now plugging a second thing from the other thing we're also going to be talking about.
Do you know what? It's weird, because whenever I say Moonboy that starts on the 17th of February at 9...
Yeah, on where?
On Sky One,
yeah.
I know, it's really funny. The second series is on, it's great.
Going in with
I didn't even
sound.
Try.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
just pathetic, frankly.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about the film in a minute, obviously.
Sure.
But let's talk a little bit. Is it true? Is this true that you collect chocolate wrappers, or is that a load of rubbish?
No, it kind of is a load of rubbish. But yes, I used to as a kid. I collected, my dad is like a sign writer, so we had loads of logos and stuff around, like we used to do like signs on pubs and things like
that.
And so I was kind of interested in logos and I loved the Yorkshire Fire
rapper. Coming here before and said, I was kind of interested in logos the first time.
But you know, strong visual images that are kind of arresting and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I used to love the Yorkie Bar wrapper because it was very simple, and also it was like my county colours. I was a big football guy.
Okay.
And yeah, so I started collecting them, and then I started putting them on my wall, and then I started going to like shops that were throwing them away when they'd gone off, and I had nearly 1,000 of them. And as wallpaper.
Wow.
Yeah, and I ate a lot. I was a fat kid.
Did you sort of wake up in the night and lick the walls? a little bit of Twix.
No, it was just Yorkies.
It was just Yorkies.
And it was exactly the same wrapper.
That's not a collection.
Well, it is.
But it's a pointless
one. It's quite like, it's like Andy Warhol in a way, you know. It was in the mundanity of that I found
interesting. Did you branch out into Yorkie? Because there was a variety.
I didn't branch out. I want to be very clear
Yorkie
here.
At one point, yeah.
Yes, there was loads. There was like a kind of a honeycomb one, a nut and raisin one.
Did you
and now,
hang
of course,
out?
They don't do it because now they've changed it. It's like a foil wrapper. Everything's foil.
So foil, isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah. You know what? The foil people
you
are nobody, ruining everything.
You know, but if you've not got foil, you've got to have foil, you've got to have a tablet and a cloud and a selfie. If you're nobody, if you haven't got those.
The foil lobby.
Did you used to go and hang around with truck drivers?
Yeah, I used to hang out with truck drivers a lot. But I
thought
I
heard those rumours and I certainly wasn't going to bring it up.
Sure.
Let's talk about dancing because, that's why we're here.
Yes, indeed.
Cuban Fury, then.
That's right.
It's a Valentine's.
That's a film with dancing.
That's a film.
Oh no, that's why you brought it up.
Well done.
Sorry, I thought that was a coincidence.
You're smart. It's out on the Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a romantic? I've seen it, but is it a rom? What is it? Romantic?
Well, you know what? There's some like there's dancing.
Yeah.
There's kissing and some jokes
and yogurt.
There's some yogurt.
Yes.
Is there yogurt?
Yeah, in the opening scene.
That's
Have you
right.
not seen this film?
I haven't seen it. I hear good things. Nick eats some yogurt.
Nick Frost, we should say.
Nick Frost, who's hilarious in the film.
He does eat the yogurt. Yeah, you play a git, don't you?
I play the world's worst person. I play a guy who I decided was the kind of person who got rejected from The Apprentice.
Somebody
who gets rejected from The Apprentice for being too sleazy.
Do you mind hanging around a bit? Because we're going to play...
I'd love
I'm
going
to test your dance knowledge, not your moves. But we're going to play a game of band or dance move.
Oh, well,
the name of a band
or
the name
of my knowledge
dance
is anywhere as good as my skill, then I shall lose, sir.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
It's Toddler Pops. So if you think you know what it was, once you've heard it, we need the word pop, please, followed by the band or artist you think you've identified, and you text that to 83936. It'll be Maisie playing it for us as ever. Good morning to you, Maisie. How are you today?
No time for small talk. John,
right.
Pass me the sandbag.
Sandbag? Why? What are you doing with the sandbag?
Flood the fences, John. Right. I'm doing walk. The government should have done a long time ago.
Right, but XFM isn't on a floodplain, Maisie. We're on the third floor of a building.
It's the coming of the apocalypse, John. The beginning of the end. The Vikings called it Ragnarok. The submersion of the world and the water. Woe is upon us. The signs are here.
The signs?
Oh, pestilence! Disease! Those EE adverts. With Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, to be fair, they are pretty horrific.
We're all going to die.
Right, before we do, could you play a tune on your xylophone?
When seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea.
Why have you got a bag on your head?
I'm not famous anymore. Like Shia LaBeouf.
Right, thanks, Maisie. That was.
Shut up, Jack.
All right.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Sound there. Of a man slurping a drink. It can only be XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes, joined this morning by the, well, I'm going to say, and I don't think this would be wrong, writer, comedian and actor, Nick Helm. Good morning, Nick Helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Thanks. That's a polite way to start. I like that. I'm all right, actually, yeah. And for those that haven't seen your, we'll get on to talking about Uncle in a minute, but those that haven't seen your stand-up, it's variously described as aggressive, shouty, rude and confrontational. Is that fair?
Well, 50%, and there's a lot of sad bits as well.
There are.
And then I do whisper a lot, and there's some quiet bits, and yeah.
It's not what anyone takes away, though, is it? It's not what stays in the mind.
That's not my problem. I mean, it's all there, but people want to focus on the wrong bits.
Yeah.
But then again, that's good, because it puts people off coming. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, and then people go, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, wouldn't mind being shouted at for an hour. They come along, and yeah. Then they get a bit more. But the people that don't want to be shouted at least you don't have to look at their faces not enjoying it.
Do you get people now, like, deliberately avoiding the front row? Because there's a lot of sweat. You sweat on a lot of people. If people haven't seen you live, you've got to expect to be covered in your body liquid.
Yeah, well, that was it. I gave out ponchos in 2011. Yeah. I get people that avoid, especially this year, I got people avoiding the front row, but then I just picked on people in the back row.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's just not... I never said that I only pick on the front row. I don't know why not sitting on the front row means anything. If you're miserable, I'll find you.
That's like a sort of, like Liam Neeson from Taken sort of
threat. Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but if you are miserable, I will find you and I will sweat on you.
Yeah.
So, I guess, got you notoriety, got you fame, it got you out there, you won a thing, didn't you? Or did you win or nominate?
No.
Nominated?
I've been nominated twice for Edinburgh, but I've not ever won.
You never won it?
No. But that's fine. That's fine.
Of course it's fine. It's fine. I can see that look on your face.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing next?
I'm writing a series. I did a pilot last year called Heavy Entertainment, which 50% of the nation hated.
That's pretty good ratio.
Not the nation. Just the people that watched it. No, I did live TV last Sunday for the first time to promote Uncle. Yeah. I was like, this would be a good idea. Do that. And I went on. And I was just myself, right? I was just myself. And they'd ask me questions and I wouldn't quite understand them. Kind of like,
what was it? What did you go?
It was Sunday brunch. Right. So in between the breaks, I had my phone on me and I'd look, and there was just Twitter saying what a horrific
car crash.
Yeah, just like the worst guest. And I was just like, oh mate, I'm just being myself. And then my confidence
drops. So people criticising your own personal self, aren't they?
Just me, you know. It's good. Tiny Temple was brilliant, though. So, I mean, you can't compete with
can't,
that.
Can't fault that, can
can't
you?
Can't compete with Michaela Strachan. Yeah. So,
yeah. They're both in next.
We're
just killing time until they get here.
We got on well. It was fine. God, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? You just think, you know, you do something like Uncle and you think, yeah, all right, isn't it? People like it. And then all of a sudden you come crashing back down to earth with a muscle chowder.
I've never stopped using the words muscle chowder before, but I'm going to do it now because I can't top it. Although it probably could be grated cheese.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Nick Helm.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Libertines can't stand me now. Right then. So there it is. Simon was tasked with making a phone call to his fiancée Lou. And although they'd already had a little bit of a chat about him going to the Frank Turner gig, we got the impression that she might have won that one. So we thought we hadn't tried hard enough and should give it a go on the telephone. But this time with the added fun bonus that we'd record it to play it out on the Breakfast Show. So we've got it. We've got the phone call. Simon made this yesterday. All right, Luke? All right, Simon?
Yeah.
Is she talking to you?
Genuinely. Not so much.
Okay, here we go. This is part one of the call.
Hello.
Hiya, you all right?
Yes. Did the money transfer?
Yeah, no, that all went out. I got one of them little messages.
Right, so I need to tell the truth so that it's all gone over and then it will all be all right for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. So we are still getting the keys then.
Yes, they said after lunchtime. So we'll just go down then.
Because that's what I was calling about.
now that's that was the opening gambit. Simon's opening gambit, which I thought was very strong.
Well, she already thought I was calling about house stuff. So yeah. I thought I'm in. I can bring this up easily.
Absolutely, you got the house stuff out of the way. Yeah. I like early doors. That was very good. I like her, the little. It was nice and sort of flirty, bit friendly there. I like her little. What's it, clearly a pet word thing? All right, she said, didn't she? All righty-ho, Simon.
She seems like she's in a good mood.
You wait.
This is part two.
Because that's what I was calling about. Uh-huh. I know we've kind of already touched on it a little bit, but I was thinking I might go to Frank Turner. You know, we could delay going to the house for a day.
I thought we were meeting your mum and dad there anyway.
We're meeting your mum and dad there?
I thought your mum and dad were coming as well.
Oh, I haven't invited my mum and dad.
Oh, Simon!
Yeah, so good. Managed to dig myself even deeper.
Yeah! Oh, I like the laugh, didn't it, when you said, I might get super attention.
Very condescending.
That's, seething.
That was a seething laugh. Yeah, but you'd have got away with that, but then you brought the parents thing. You didn't invite your parents. You really have made this worse.
Yeah, I've hashed it up.
Shall we see how it progresses? Let's go, part three.
I haven't invited my mum and dad.
you've got to do what you think's best, if that's what you want to do. I mean, it's just...
I didn't realise it was that important.
So, no, you're right, you're right. You're right, though.
Did you just hear the sentence that came out of your mouth? I didn't realise it was that important. I hope Frank Turner appreciates where he comes in our life priorities.
Simon!
Yeah, I know how important.
I didn't realise it was that important. Schoolboy error, Simon!
Panicked.
No. And I love, that's the best sentence I've ever heard. Oh, I hope Frank Turner realises where he comes in our life priorities.
Do you know how close I was telling him to how high up my priority is? I thought better of it. Yeah.
Now, the big question, of course...
Well, it's make or break here, isn't
we're
it?
We're at the make or break point. This is the point where Simon has to turn it around. Is he coming with us to see Frank Turner tonight? I.e., does he wear the trousers in that relationship? Or did he concede defeat and he'll be very much picking up some keys and having a massive row later about his parents not even being there and the fact that he didn't consider it as important as Frank Turner? Let's hear the final part.
I hope Frank Turner appreciates where he comes in our life priorities.
No, you've got a point. I will tell. No, I'll tell the lads I can't come, and I'll give up my ticket.
Do you want me to tell them? I can tell them if you want.
No, I think it'd be better coming from me, probably. Okay. All right, I'll let him know.
Oh!
Yeah, what can I say?
I don't want to be you.
Yeah.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah.
It was good, though, wasn't it?
I was entertained.
I'm sweating on his behalf.
Yeah. I'm so glad you were entertained.
Oh, were you not entertained?
Yeah, should have heard the discussion when I told her it was
being recorded.
And could I play it out on
air? Could you not record that bit as well?
That's not for air.
Oh, so we've got it.
Yeah, I've got that.
That's not for air.
We're not putting that on air.
No.
No. Are you coming to Frank Turner?
No.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And for tickets to see Editors playing live, we now bring you a game of Sex and Love and Rock and Roll. So Editors playing Camden Roundhouse on March the 18th. We have two tickets to give away. But nothing in this life is free. So we're going to make you work for them. Although not very hard, it has to be said. So a one-off feature, really, for Valentine's Day. Ah, oh, lovely. What could be more romantic than getting two tickets to see Editors on March the 18th? Nothing, Dave. Nothing's more romantic than that. And all you have to do is, what we've got for you is a celebrity Lonely Hearts column. We have a celebrity who's very much putting themselves out there in a search for a potential suitor. And we've taken this celebrity's Lonely Hearts advert, Lindsay. Well, that's what we've done. And we've given it voice. Well, obviously not the voice of the celebrity, because that'd make it too easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we've disguised the celebrity's voice with that of XFM's John Kennedy.
It was a natural choice, wasn't it?
If you're thinking Sweet Sweet Love, I know there is no other voice to go to than that of XFM's John Kennedy. It's like listening to treacle being poured into your ears, isn't it? Not just treacle, Dave, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. So, this is a Lonely Hearts advert from a celebrity. We need you to identify said celebrity. Don't write John Kennedy. That's not who he is. He's just reading it out for us, okay? It's not him. Okay, and you can get two tickets to see Editors. And when you think you know who the mystery lover is, just text the word love and your guess to 83936, okay? The word love and your guess to 83936. So here's John Kennedy reading out the Lonely Hearts column of, for no real reason, of a celebrity.
So random.
Identify the celebrity. Here he comes.
Hi ladies, happy Valentine's Day. Here are just a few reasons why I think we'd have a great time together on this special evening. Sorry, let me just take this paper bag off first. Right. Shall I take the rest of my clothes off? Well, actually, no, this isn't a Sigur Rós video. As you might be aware, I'm not famous anymore, so I promise our time together will be a low-key affair, unless anything annoys me in the slightest, at which point I will smash things up and hit people. I must also warn you, I do have a tendency to steal things. In fact, I can't seem to stop stealing things at the moment. Ideas, words, obscure mid-90s Eric Cantona quotes, you name it, I've stolen it. So do be careful, although I will apologise afterwards. I'm not a monster. Now, I may come across as slightly arrogant at first, but don't worry, it's just because I have an overinflated ego and think I'm much, much better than everyone else. I've been unlucky in love. Partners have tried to change me, and I keep having to say, no, I'm not that one in Transformers. So pick me, girls. I guarantee I can transform your life. Oh, by the way, I'm also a nymphomaniac, so like money, we won't be sleeping. We'll no doubt be in Le Buff by the end of the night. Hope that's okay. Now, where did I put that bag? Oh, there it is.
Well, it's nice to know you use protection of sorts. that was one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. So John Kennedy sort of reading love out. I'm quite aroused. I don't know why you don't.
X
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
I used to have a crush on Lisa Snowden. Yeah, I just texted my wife and said, I'm about to meet Lisa Snowden. Yeah. So you can just make your own way out.
Yeah. What you're hearing here is the noise of Chris O'Dowd professing his love for Capital Radio. That's a, you know, it's in the Sheraton building. Capital Radio's breakfast sidekicker presenter.
But you know what? I'm worried about saying to her.
I can set you up with her if you want me to. I can do it.
I'm worried about saying to her, you know what? I used to really fancy you.
Yeah.
Because it makes it sound like obviously not anymore.
Not anymore. Not since Clooney had you.
What? Not since you got soiled by Clooney.
Anyway, so should we move on away from that conversation because Dave's making a face and play band or dance move as promised. Chris O'Dowd, should we do that?
Good morning.
Here we go. alphabetical order, Chris and Dave, of course. We just need you to tell me if it's a band or if it's a dance move. You're playing against each other. Alphabetical order. Dave first. Dave, is this a band or is it a dance move? Box step. Box step.
Box step. First of all, good luck, Chris, in this current game we're playing.
Screw you.
box step is obviously, well, it sounds like a dance move, so it's a band.
It is a band, is the right answer. Chris.
Hold on. What? Box step is a type of dance.
It's a band.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Moving on.
Slide shaker. Band or dance?
That's dance.
It's a band. They're from Finland.
Screw you.
Grapevine, Dave. Grapevine.
Grapevine. It's a word within a song, isn't it?
That's not in the rules.
Not the game. Dance move.
It is a dance move. Yeah, ballroom, club and folk.
You people are ridiculous.
Needlefoot. What? Needlefoot.
Who cares? Needlefoot.
Yeah.
Bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had hits including Cucumber and Sperm Whaler.
Oh, I love Sperm Whaler.
Metal Mosh. Metal Mosh.
Band?
No, it's jumping up and down in a mosh pit. It's a dance of sorts. The Tangles.
The Tangles?
Yeah, the Tangles.
The Tangles can't be the name of a dance. You can't have... it can't be a plural if it's a dance, so I'm going to say it's a band.
It's a dance. Let's do the Tangles.
Screw you.
Milk Jive. Milk Jive, Dave.
Milk Jive. It is...
I'd like to point out at this stage that Dave is keeping the score on his fingers.
That is true.
Like, it's important. By the way, it's 2-1. if you can't keep that number in your head, then maybe you're in the wrong business.
Many have said
like,
it.
Like, he's still holding them out.
I don't know. Sticking with it.
Look, we've got a camera. Can we pan that? Can we tilt down here? This is what's happening. It's ridiculous. Come on.
One to Chris. Important.
Milk Jive.
It's an acoustic duo.
It's a funk band, but it is a band. Yeah. Icky Shuffle, Chris. The Icky Shuffle. Icky Shuffle.
Ah, the Icky Shuffle.
Yeah.
Band.
Dance.
This is bull-esque.
Heel Groove, Dave.
Band.
Dance. Banana Split.
Band.
Dance.
Mother
it's
Flipper.
It's part of jitterbugging. Buffalo.
That's a dance move.
It's a tap dance, you're right. Reverse Ending.
I know I've done it.
Are you skilled at it?
Boosh.
Yeah. Back to Lisa Snow.
Lisa Snow. What's the question?
Reverse Ending, dance or band?
Band.
It's a dance. Flipron, Dave. Flipron.
A Flipron is a 90s band.
They are a band. And finally, Shag.
Have you actually heard of them?
Shag.
What?
What? Shag.
Shag is a dance.
Is a dance, is the right answer. Dave, what do your fingers say the score?
Well, I've got the scores right here, John. Thanks for asking. It's 5-3
Which makes Chris the winner. Congratulations, Chris O'Dowd.
You know, Dave had the whole thing on his fingers, which was great. And also then on the back of his hand, it says, call mum. I think it's really sweet.
It is sweet. Is that something to do with Matt?
No.
Okay. Matt, the newsreader, is having an affair with Dave's mum.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
She's a great girl.
That's what it says.
They're very happy together.
That's what it says in the toilet.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Oh, well, for me, that was, that podcast was just there, wasn't it? It was nice.
It was a podcast, wasn't it? I was a bit disappointed with it, actually.
Really, which bit?
Well, it's just for me, it seemed a lot like the stuff that we've just done during the week, so I'd heard most of it.
I know what you mean. It's a bit familiar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd also heard a lot of that.
Yeah, before. A lot of rehashing.
Yeah, there really was. There's no original... original thought in there, really, wasn't it? I mean, it's just like the Charles here had just taken some bits of the show.
What he thought were the best bits of the
and
live
again,
shows.
What qualifies you, Charles, to come up with what you think are the best bits for hell's own sake?
Dave's email at the end of the show.
Okay, fair enough. Same question applies, to be honest.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, it's just what first comes into your mind, isn't it? So yeah, so it's I mean, if Charles was worth his salt at all, you know, he wouldn't just rehash and edit bits of the podcast together out of the programme. You'd actually do some original stuff, Charles. Just do
a couple of little jokes in between each clip. Would
nice,
be nice,
nice
wouldn't it?
Nice little joke, Charles. Perhaps perform a little bit of
maybe
poetry.
A limerick.
Would
be nice, Charles.
Yeah, a little soliloquy from Shakespeare, something like that.
And a haiku as well to tail it off.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to finish off with a haiku?
No.
I think you should finish off with a haiku.
No, because I've had to count on my fingers.
Use the microphone as well, Charles.
Sorry. Yeah. The first rule of radio is
still learning.
Finish off with a nice haiku. If you want to find one on the internet and then edit this bit out, that's absolutely fine too.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is awkward. Hold on.
Let's have a nice haiku.
If I can spell it.
H A I.
Yeah. I've got Typhoon Haiku, which doesn't help. Filling.
We should have just stuck with the best bits of the show.
I think you're absolutely right.
This is why we don't do extra bits, I think.
This is a lesson, been a lesson for me, hasn't it?
Oh, hold on. I've got one.
Go on then.
I think this is very apt and mean something to everyone.
Do you want us to set it up again for you so we can edit this bit out?
No, I think we'll just leave it in.
You're fair enough. Yeah, it's less work for you then, isn't it?
That's what we're going to do anyway. Yeah.
The wren earns his living noiselessly.
It's beautiful.
No, welcome. I think that's a message for us all there, isn't it?
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Let's think on that. You're like Shia LaBeouf with this thing about sardines.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe
joined now till the end of the show by Mr. Tom Crane.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
Long-time friend of the show.
Ah, thank you very much. We're not a view?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. By proxy.
By proxy?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
I'm producer Neil. Do you like me?
Oh, I love you, mate.
Oh!
I think there's no more needy phrase I've ever heard than, do you like me? That's what you say. That's what you say when you know a girl is about to dump you.
Would you prefer me or your new baby?
My baby's not arrived yet, so until that point, you, Tom.
Oh, thank you very much. Brilliant. Yeah.
Good. Now, a couple of things we've been talking about. Number one, came up in the first hour that the first time you ever enjoyed yourself was when you saw a picture of Anthea Turner with a snake.
Not at the first time I ever enjoyed myself in general. I mean, that was like the age of 12. I wasn't like for 11 years.
Why is he so sad?
I was on holiday in Cornwall, and I was in a chintz 70s bathroom, and for some reason there was a copy of Cosmopolitan.
No, it must have been Tatler, because...
They seem to use the picture for both. I Googled it. and I found it, and then I opened it up, and there she was with an apple and a snake draped across her, covering her rude bits.
And because your dad's a lay preacher...
Yeah, he is indeed.
The biblical overtones probably did something for you as well.
Music that rocks.